You're listening to WITF 89.5 and 93.3. Voters in the upcoming primary will get to weigh in on two constitutional amendments to change how different branches of state government could exercise their powers during an emergency. WITF's Sam Dunklaw takes a closer look at the proposals. One would limit a governor's disaster proclamations to 3 weeks at a time, while another would make it easier for state lawmakers to vote them down.
Like others across the nation, Democratic Governor Tom Wolf used a state disaster declaration to halt in-person schooling in mid-March last year.
We're also going to be closing all public schools across the state for 2 weeks starting Monday.
To order businesses to shutter on March 19th.
Restaurants and bars must cease all dine-in activities, and other non-life critical businesses are to cease operations of their physical locations by 8 p.m. tonight.
And to impose stay-at-home orders that started April 1st.
I'm extending my stay-at-home order across the state. Regardless of where you reside in Pennsylvania, you should not leave your home unless absolutely...
All in the name of keeping as few people as possible from catching COVID-19, a deadly, contagious disease. But Duquesne University political science professor Clifford Bob says that doesn't come across well to Americans.
That's an extraordinary act in a democratic society. We don't normally allow our executives to rule by decree, essentially. We only allow it in the most extreme circumstances.
While GOP state lawmakers have slowly accepted the extreme nature of the pandemic, for them, Wolf's response has been extreme all by itself. Bob says that's why many of them are pushing to change emergency power rules at the ballot box.
I see it as kind of the next move that frustrated legislatures would make in this kind of chess game that they are playing with the governor.
Republican State Senate Majority Leader Kim Ward says legislators' offices have been bombarded with calls from angry parents, business owners, and even nursing home patients. They had lots of questions about the shutdowns and other things aimed at combating the pandemic. Ward says they couldn't give those people good enough answers because, as she puts it, the Wolf administration acted alone and inconsistently for months.
We would have been able to help those families and those workers and those patients. We would have had a voice, but we have been on the outside.
That's despite the Wolf administration's constant data drops and public appearances, which started as the pandemic took hold in Pennsylvania.
We're going to get through this. We're going to continue to make daily updates as the situation progresses so that everyone stays informed, and I encourage everyone to follow the Department of Health's website.
But for a lot of people, frustrations boiled over into protest events like these.
I haven't worn a mask on my face a single time since the beginning of this.
Meanwhile, GOP lawmakers and leadership were trying to get more involved in pandemic decision-making. They asked for detailed COVID-19 data and meetings with administration leaders. Some lawmakers even tried overturning the governor's disaster declaration last summer. The state Supreme Court then let Wolf veto that move. So the frustrated group felt the only option it had left was to ask voters to allow lawmakers to rewrite the rules on emergency powers. That brings us to the two ballot questions. Essentially, it's a political power struggle. But Senator Ward says the goal is to even things out.
We're not the only state doing this, and this is not a partisan issue. It all comes back to a balance of power and representing the people. We are the closest to the people.
It's true. The National Conference of State Legislatures says 30 states, both red and blue, are mulling new limits on emergency declarations and giving greater oversight power to state lawmakers. 11 have already done it. But doing that in the Commonwealth would do more harm than good, says Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency Director Randy Padfield.
Making wholesale changes to a process that has served us well in the past because of a perceived need to limit the governor's executive authority in response to an overwhelming global pandemic is short-sighted and potentially reckless.
Right now, a governor gets 3 months to mobilize the state's resources, adjust regulations, and get federal help under an emergency declaration. Wolf has extended the one combating COVID-19 four times. If voters approve one of the amendments on the ballot, the governor would get 3 weeks to do that. Once that time is up, he or she would have to go before state lawmakers and justify the emergency response. With a simple majority vote, they could keep the emergency rules in place or toss them out. Under the other amendment up for consideration, both Republicans and the state attorney general's office agree lawmakers would be able to essentially cancel emergency declarations outright. Ryan Costello, a former Republican congressman who is eyeing a U.S. Senate run, is lobbying for yes votes. He says those changes would keep the two branches better in check.
This does not kneecap the governor such that the governor isn't able to operate as an executive. It just requires that after a certain period of time, he has to go to the legislature, explain the who, what, where, why, and when aspects of it.
But State Senate Minority Leader Jay Costa of Allegheny County says it's a bit more complicated. Legislators would have to meet every 3 weeks and agree on the emergency, both of which have been difficult to do during the pandemic.
There's significant compromise that would have to occur. And every time you compromise emergency situations, you lessen the public safety, in my view. And I think it lessens the ability for them to be able to do what needs to be done.
Many states give their chief executives between 5 days and 2 months to tackle emergencies. That makes Pennsylvania an outlier in offering 3 months. But as PEMA head Randy Padfield says, that time frame works well for the Commonwealth in getting people and supplies to where they're needed most. Changing it now could affect more than the pandemic rules.
It also has the potential to adversely affect the landscape of emergency management operations for years to come, at a time when disasters and emergencies are becoming increasingly complex and the threats and hazards continue to evolve.
GOP Senator Kim Ward says it's all the more reason to involve the legislature more.
If you look at the situation and how it can happen again, you want the legislature, which is closest to the people, at that table. We hear it every day, every single day. And we want to help. We want to have a seat.
If you want to vote on these ballot questions, you'll need to register to vote by May 3rd. Sam Dunklaw, WITF News.